talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right to the front lines of history in the making. Some of it was made last night. There was a Republican governor primary debate. I don't know if you saw it. I'm going to give you my opinion of it, and it's not high. None of these people that were on there, governor of this state. A couple of views from 35,000 feet. You know, Ramphin is bat feathers crazy on a lot of issues. Ramphin, Tim Ramphin of Campbellsport, thinks that we should decertify the last election. He falsely claimed that drop boxes in 2020 were stuffed with hundreds of thousands of illegitimate ballots. You know, these people never say, well, there were drop boxes in 2016. Should we decertify Donald Trump's election? They were used in 2020 in all elections. Should we decertify Tim Ramphin's election? Should we decertify the Republican majority, the gerrymandered illegitimate majority's election? But no, they only say we should go back and delegitimize and take away Joe Biden's victory, but not Donald Trump's, using the same procedures 4 years before, and not any of the Republican legislatures. So look at him. There's no way he can be governor of this state. There's no way he should be governor of the state, but I'm going to make a surprising prediction. I think he's going to do a lot better than people think in the Republican primary. I think he will place a strong third. And I would not rule out, I think it's a long shot, that he would edge out the Duchess of Foxconn, Rebecca Clayfish, narrowly for second place. That isn't showing up in the polls, but I'll tell you the one thing about the guy, he came across as sincere, that he really believed this crazy stuff. He believed the crazy stuff, and he got very loud applause. He's also the only candidate endorsed by Wisconsin Right to Life. Rebecca Clayfish on that issue, when she was asked kind of an obvious question, well, the 1849 statute would preclude any kind of surgery for an ectopic pregnancy or even a DNC for miscarriages. And she just flat out said, they are not abortions, meaning she would carve out an exception for him. Michaels is wishy-washy from their point of view. Rampton's the only guy who got up there and was actually 100% pro-life. I think he's going to get a lot of votes. I think he's going to get a lot of votes. I think they are going to come from the Duchess of Foxconn, Rebecca Clayfish. I think Ramphin will run a very strong third. And I would not rule out, just like occasionally you hit an inside straight in a poker game, or you four to the flush and you hit the fifth, gods are against it, but it happens. I would not rule out Ramphin's upsetting the Duchess of Foxconn and taking second place. You know, he would just come right out and say things. Now, many of them were nuts, in my opinion, but he would just flat out come out and say things. And he meant them. The other two sort of slipped around. They were politicians. The Duchess, I got to say this. One other overarching thing that I came out of it, all three of them support paid family leave. Paid family leave for a pregnancy, a birth, that kind of thing, or an illness. That's extraordinary. They've campaigned against that kind of program forever. Forever, what they've done is to any kind of spending whatsoever. But they all came out for paid family leave. Now, were they? Do they mean it? I think Ramphin meant it. I mean, Ramphin looked as pure and pristine and as innocent as any politician I've ever seen. The Duchess said it, but who knows if she'd stick with it. Michael said it, who knows if he'd stick with it. But then when the Duchess of Foxconn, there were a couple of things. One of them was they asked, would you take the $1 billion in Medicaid relief that Scott Walker turned down? All three of them said no. But the Duchess said, we don't need it. We don't need it. And it would put conditions and so forth. Yeah, the conditions would be to make sure that poor people get medical care. I guess that's the condition of Medicaid, Duchess. But in any event, she said, no, we don't need it. What she's not saying is that when she was Walker's lieutenant governor, the two of them cooked a lot of this stuff up. They turned it down only because Walker was running president and wanted to look like a conservative. There were a number of states that turned it down for that reason, but we are the only state that increased Medicaid enrollment anyway and stuck the state taxpayers with it. So the state taxpayers were billed twice. Their federal taxes, which the federal government had offered to return to them for Medicaid, were turned down so that Walker could run for president. But the Republican Party stuck the taxpayers with the bill for it anyway and made them pay it out of state taxes. And the Duchess upheld that. The Duchess was not asked about Foxconn. The Duchess was the cheerleader for Foxconn and has said that she would continue it, see it through. What does that mean? Give the Chinese company more money to defraud us? Scam? What about that? Michaels did a tap dance. And, you know, the thing about Michaels that's hard to figure out is everything he has said, an elaborate scam, lie to simply hoodwink the Republican electorate. What does he really mean? And if he really means it, he should not be governor. But the question is he the least of the evils? So that obviously we're all voting Democratic, but if this took a bad bounce, is he the least dangerous of them? And I don't know. I think as he dodged around, he would much more moderate than the other two. But there are two things that he said with enough conviction that lead me to believe he's not qualified to be governor of this state. One of them is on education, and one of them is on our democracy, on elections. On elections, he said, there were these bills that the Republican legislature had sent to Evers. Evers vetoed them, but we need that kind of reform. And no, we don't need that kind of reform. That reform is called voter suppression. It's called suppression of our democracy. We don't need or want that kind of, quote, reform, end quote. Did he mean it when he said it? Looking at him, I have a feeling that basically the Michaels company is a good company and it's run lawfully, but I have a feeling that this guy has been heavily coached. And it's hard to tell whether or not he meant it. I think he did. That's an attack on our democracy. The second thing he said on education is deeply disturbing to me. University of Wisconsin's been under attack, and I mean the whole system, UW, UWM. University of Wisconsin-Madison at one time was listed as the 34th best university in the world. All of the United States, every conference, all of Europe, all of Asia. There's a premier university, it still is. The Republican Party has starved it, beaten it, insulted it, and tried to drag it down for a long time. UWM is an R1 research institution. It's one of about 130 or 40 colleges out of 1,000 that's at the top of the heap for original research. You can go to UWM and get a premier education that's only available in a handful of other schools in the country. And the reason this is such a well-kept secret is because UWM also has a program where people who are not as strong students can be admitted, and they're tutored in algebra and English, and people go, oh, I don't want that. Well, nobody asked you to take those courses, Jack. You can take some of the best faculty in the country. My father was the chairman of the Spanish department at UWM, Spanish and Portuguese, Romance languages, years. And I lived and breathed UWM. I'm a member of the Board of Visitors. And there is not a finer university around. The twin punch of Madison in Milwaukee has put us on the map, and all of the other campuses too. I've been to all of them. I've been to Green Bay, Eau Claire, Stevens Point, all of them. These are outstanding universities. The Republican Party has starved them, beaten them until the University of Stevens Point at one time is going to abolish liberal arts. Michael said something that rules him out for me. He said, well, they should be just training centers for people who want to go into either the construction or business. Well, they can do that if they want. But the analogy he used, he said, we don't want people who are going to just be taking Eastern European literature. Hey, this guy cannot be considered as governor. He is attacking the magnificence and the primary purpose of a university, which is to give a good, rounded liberal arts education. And yes, people will take science courses too. And yes, some will go to medical school or law school or get PhDs. But we need people who are professors of literature. We need people who are professors of history, Eastern European history. There's a great professor retired at UWM, Don Pienkis, who is an expert on Eastern European and Russian history, and his wife, Angela, also has a PhD, and she's an expert on Russian history. You need that, and not just for utilitarian purposes. All this baloney that somehow the university is a trade school has gotten into the marrow of the bones of the Republican Party. The Republican Party is slowly destroying our public universities. We can't have that. Michael showed that he tied into that. And I think he was sincere for that reason. You can't have him either. That's my take. If you thought you have a different take, let us know. But there's the Republican. It was a sorry convention. A sorry debate. Truly sorry, strange debate. Going to break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.